唱一首，先来唱诗歌1904首。
We'll first sing hymn 1904.
这首短诗是我们孙弟兄写的，所以我想弟兄姐妹已经我们有之前有几次机会一起唱。
A short hymn was written by our brother Sun, and so I'm sure that brothers and sisters remember that we've had a few opportunities to sing this already.
不过他仍然要请我们姊妹为我们弹一次，然后我们一起唱。
So we'll ask our sister to play through it once and then we'll sing it together. Maybe we can play it a little quicker.
Yeah. 我想我们一起来唱，我们唱两节。
Let's sing it together, both verses.
主在这里，主在这里，我眼的开，心里火热，腿不发酸。手不下垂，哈利路亚，全然的神，住在我里，住在我里，仇敌退却，疾病消失，风平浪静，满心平安，哈利路亚，得胜到底。
感谢主，这是新的一年的开始。
We thank the Lord that it is a new year.
那不论今年会发生什么样的事情，不论今年我们会遇到什么样的情况。
And we don't know what will happen this year or what things that we will meet.
但是感谢主，有一件事不改变，就是主与我们同在。
But we thank the Lord that there is one thing that does not change, and that is that He is with us.
万军之耶和华与我们同在，雅各的神是我们的避难所。
The God of Jacob, the eternal God, is our hiding place.
主他是复活的主，他如今与我们同在，也活在我们的里面。
He is the resurrected Lord, and not only does He live with us, but He abides within us.
所以我们深知确信，他要带领我们。走过这一年
So we can trust that he will lead us forward in this year.
一人的路要如黎明的光，越照越明，直到正午。
His righteousness will light the path before us.
Yeah. 我们再把这首诗歌一起唱一次。
We'll sing this hymn once more.
住在这里，住在这里。我眼打开，心里火热，腿不发酸，手不下垂，哈利路亚，全然的神，住在我里，住在我里。仇敌退却，疾病消失，风平浪静，满心平安，哈利路亚，全身到底。
感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
愿主使我们做得胜者。
May the Lord lead us in being overcomers.
Yeah.我们下一首诗歌要唱1123首。
Our next hymn will be 1123.
1123.
1123.
这首诗歌可能我们，我如果记得没错，我们好像好一阵子没有唱。
If I recall correctly, this hymn is one that we've not sang for a while.
那我觉得好像从去年底，主就提醒我，就想到这首诗歌。
And the Lord has been reminding since the end of last year about this hymn.
我想我们何等需要 有一个能听的耳朵。
I think we truly need ears that hear.
圣灵向众教会所说的话，有耳能听的就应当听。
And the Spirit says that he who has an ear, let him hear.
那我们需要，但愿我们愿甘心乐意的来，不仅说他是我们的主，而且真的愿意说我们是让他穿我们的耳，我们是属于他。
And when we come willingly, may we not only say that he is our Lord, but that we would have our ears pierced for him.
我想请我们姊妹为我们弹一次，然后可能先熟悉一下这个，先熟悉一下这个旋律，让我们一起唱。
And we'll ask our sister to play through it once so that we can refamiliarize ourselves with the melody, and then we'll sing together.
There's another part, right?
Hopefully we can be reminded of this hymn and sing together.
如果弟兄姐妹可能的话，我们用英文唱。
If possible, if we could sing in English.
起来。
Together.
Pierce my ear, O Lord, my God. Take me to your Lord, this day I will serve no other God. Lord, I'm here to stay. For you have paid the price for me. With your blood you ransomed me.I will serve you eternally. A free man I'll never be.
再一次。
Once again.
Pierce my ear, O Lord, my God. Take me to your door this day.I will serve no other God. Lord, I'm here to stay. For you have paid the price for me. With your blood you ransomed me.I will serve you eternally. A free man I'll ever be.
非常简单的一首诗歌。
It's a very simple hymn.
但是实在是从心里面唱的。
And yet we can see that it is a heartfelt hymn.
也许我们再唱一次，作为我们的祷告。
Let's sing it together once more as a prayer.
Here's my ear, O Lord, my God. Take me to your door this day. I will serve no other God. Lord, I'm here to stay.Price for me. With your blood you ransomed me. I will serve you eternally. A free man I'll ever be.
请我们一起祷告。
Let's pray.
主，我们谢谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
你是用你的宝血买赎我们。
You've used your own precious blood to purchase us.
所以我们属于你。
And so we belong to you.
愿意等候我们甘心乐意来跟随你。
Lord, and you are waiting for us to follow you willingly and with joy.
等候我们甘心乐意将我们自己献给你。
And that we would offer ourselves up to you freely.
主啊，所以像这首诗歌所说的，主啊，我们不侍奉别的神，唯有你是我们的主。
Lord, so as it says in this hymn, Lord, may we say that we will serve no other God and that we will serve you eternally.
所以帮助我们今天就带我们来到你的门框前。
Lord, so help us, may you lead us before your doorstep.
主啊，帮助我们今天我们的耳朵被刺穿。
And Lord, that today our ears would be pierced.
就永远属于你。
And that we would belong to you eternally.
你也永远属于我们。
And you are ours as well.
我们谢谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
奉耶稣基督圣名。
In the Lord Jesus' holy name.
Amen.
Amen.
Please turn with me to the Word of God.
请我们打开启示录。
Please turn with me to the Book of Revelation.
启示录第一章。
Revelation chapter 1.
第二十节。
Verse 20.
论到你所看见在我右手中的七星。和七个金灯台的奥秘，那七星就是七个教会的使者，七灯台就是七个教会。
As for the mystery of the seven stars which you saw in my right hand, and the seven golden lampstands, the seven stars are the angels of the seven churches, and the seven lampstands are the seven churches.
然后第二章
Revelation chapter 2.
第十八节
，verse 18，
你要写信给推亚推拉教会的使者说
，and to the angel of the church in Thyatira write。
第十九节
，verse 19，
我知道你的行为
，I know your deeds。
第二十节
，verse 20，
然而有一件事我要责备你。
But I have this against you.
然后第二十六节
，verse 26，
那得胜又遵守我命令到底的
，and he who overcomes and he who keeps my deeds until the end.
第二十九节
，and verse 29，
圣灵像众教会所说的话。凡有耳的就应当听。
He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches.
然后第三章
Chapter 3,
第一节
Verse 1,
你要写信给撒迪教会的使者说
And to the angel of the church in Sardis write,
那有神的七灵和七星的说，我知道你的行为，按明你是活的。其实你是死的。
He who has the seven spirits of God and the seven stars says this, I know your deeds, that you have a name, that you are alive, but you are dead.
第二节
Verse 2,
你要警醒坚固那剩下将要衰微的，因为我见你的行为在我神面前没有一样是完全的。
Wake up and strengthen the things that remain, which were about to die, for I have not found your deeds completed in the sight of my God.
第五节
Verse 5.
凡得胜的必这样穿白衣。
He who overcomes shall thus be clothed in white garments.
第六节
and verse 6.
圣灵向众教会所说的话，凡有耳的就应当听。
He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches.
我们已经和弟兄姊妹们说过啊。
And I've already mentioned in the past to brothers and sisters,
在这个幕后黑暗的时代中，
that in the end times that we're in,
神借着启示录告诉我们他的心意。
God uses the book of Revelation to show us his heart.
首先，他就希望地上的众教会，
his heart's desire, and he uses the churches,
每一个都能成为金金的灯台。
His desire is that all of the churches in the world will become golden lampstands.
也就是神希望教会能够成为发光的灯。
And his hope is that all of the churches in the world will illuminate.
能够照亮基督。
That we can illuminate Christ.
让人看见基督的美丽。
So that everyone can see the beauty of Jesus.
看见基督的伟大。
And to see his greatness.
看见基督的荣耀。
To see his glory.
所以这是今天神在地上给教会最重大的托付。
And this is the most important will for God for his people.
我们已经讲过这个金金的灯台。
We've already mentioned that this golden lampstand,
它说明四个重要的原则。
Within the golden lampstand, there are four important principles.
这也是我们今天在地上众教会和所有圣徒们的责任。
And this speaks to the responsibility of all the churches and all the Christians.
这个灯所说的四件事情所包含的意义非常的重要。
And these four points that we can see from the principles of the golden lampstand are extremely important and they're easy to remember.
那么第一个我们知道它是金金的。
The first point we know is that it is made of pure gold.
那么这个金金呢，它不仅讲到它性质上的纯洁。
And this does not just speak of the fact that it's made of pure gold.
所以我们所有的责任要保护，让聚会，让教会完全的纯洁。
But it represents the necessity of our gatherings to be pure.
当然这个金啊也说明一个贵重的东西。
And this gold also speaks of the fact that it's valuable.
弟兄姊妹们，教会在主的眼中是无比的贵重。
And the church in God's eyes is extremely valuable, more valuable than anything else.
保罗说，今天教会已经与基督一同坐在天上。
And Paul already said that Christ is already seated at the right hand of God.
教会不仅是贵重的。
And that the church is not only extremely valuable.
那么并且呢，这个灯呢，它是非常的重，有重量。
But this lampstand has weight.
那个意思说，他建造这个灯用了102磅的金金。
When they constructed this lampstand, it was 102 pounds worth of pure gold.
我想今天呢，在地上你很难找到一个灯呢这么重的，有这么大重量，对不对？
I think today it's hard to find a lampstand that has this much weight.
这说明它是非常稳重的。
So this speaks to the fact that it's very sturdy.
它经得起各样环境的考验。
And it's able to withstand various trials.
弟兄姊妹们，教会是需要经过考验。
Brothers and sisters, the church needs to go through trials.
但是它必须是金金的。
But it has to be made of pure gold.
并且是有一定的重量的。
It has to have a certain weight.
它不能像保罗在以弗所书里面所讲的。
It can't be like what Paul says in Ephesians.
那么教会在地上各样的教训的风潮里面飘来飘去，这不行的。
That the church just floats around to the winds of the doctrines of the world.
但是我们能感觉到，今天地上的教会在这些各样风潮里面呢，很多神的儿女们晃来晃去啊。
And we feel like in the world, a lot of God's people are being blown left and right. So the church needs to have weight. It has to be able to withstand testing and trials. And the second point was that this lampstand was constructed of one piece. And we need to pay attention to the importance of the unity and the oneness.
弟兄姊妹要活在彼此和谐的光景中。
So that means that brothers and sisters, we need to live in harmony.
因为它是一。
Because it is one.
所以它是很简单的，很专一的。
So it's very simple. It's just one.
那么这个专一呢，就是叫我们在教会中啊。 我们所有弟兄姊妹的眼目只能定睛在基督的身上。
So in order to achieve this oneness is that we simply, all of us, need to just look at Christ.
不像这个彼得、雅各、约翰在变化山上，他们看见的是三个。
Not like Peter, John, and James on the Mount Transfiguration where they saw three things.
神一看这个情况不对了。
And they saw three people, and the Lord saw that this was not right.
神用烟云把山头遮盖。
So he used this cloud to cover.
然后彼得他们再举目时，举目不见一人，只见耶稣。
And so when these three disciples then looked up, those three figures were gone, and all they saw was Christ.
教会里面。 我们必须只见耶稣才可能真正的合一。Only
when we have this tunnel vision of Christ can we achieve this oneness and unity.
愿主都给我们一个简单的眼目，只看主的自己。May
God give us just this simple eyesight that we only see Jesus.
第三件事情。The
third thing.
这个灯呢，它有形象的。
Oh, the third point is that this lampstand has a form. It has an appearance.
那么这个形象不仅是美丽的,
and not only is it beautiful,
并且它给我们看见是一个平衡的,
but it's balanced.
它中间有一根, 然后旁边有三根枝子, 每边三根是平衡的东西。
With seven lamps, it has seven arms, and just it's
这个,
balanced, three on each side.
这告诉我们呢，弟兄姊妹，神是没有偏心的，神爱所有的弟兄姊妹。This
tells us that God does not show favoritism.
所以我们在教会的生活里面也是平衡的。
So that in our lives, we need to be balanced. We know that church history tells us. And there are a lot of churches that are out of balance.
有的人呢，尤其在真理上，他有时候只专注一面，对不对？
And there are some churches who only focus on one aspect of the truth.
弟兄姊妹，这不平衡的。
And it's not balanced.
所以在真理上面是平衡的。So
in the matter of the truth, we need to be balanced.
那么这个灯的第四件事情,
and the fourth point that we see
就是它需要有高油，需要有油。
Is that in order for this lamp to produce light, it needs oil.
是青橄榄油。
And it is fine olive oil.
所以这个是告诉我们是 是圣灵的，纯粹圣灵的工作。
And this represents that it's the Holy Spirit in action.
是圣灵运行在教会里面非常细致周全的工作。
And the Holy Spirit doing its fine detailed work in the church.
所以首先我们希望我们所有的弟兄姊妹中眼中有这么一个灯。
So I hope that in our eyesight we see this sort of a lampstand.
这有四个重要的
with these four important principles that we need to cling to and we need to corporately pursue after so that in our gatherings
能不能发光,
can we produce light?
就看我们弟兄姊妹们大家在这里能不能共同持守这些东西。
It's dictated by whether we can hold on to these things.
我们知道在第一章以后,
we know that starting from chapter 1 and on,
神就用了亚西亚的七个教会说明那个灯不能发光的原因。
God uses these seven churches in Asia Minor to show us why these churches were not able to produce light.
We know
that these seven churches were very weak.
And
they were very corrupt.
弟兄姊妹们，这里面除了士美拿跟这个菲拉铁菲之外呢，其他的都是很不好的光景。
Aside from the Church of Smyrna and Philadelphia, the other churches were in a really poor state.
你仔细读书，你发觉士美拿跟菲拉铁菲也是非常软弱的。
But if you read it in detail, you'll find that the Church of Smyrna and Philadelphia were also weak.
所以神在那个时代中间呢，在众教会中间拣选这七个又软弱又腐败的教会呢。
So God used these seven churches in that time period as an example.
Because
at the time we knew that John was still alive. But yet the condition of the seven churches in Asia Minor were very bad. They were not able to produce light.
其实弟兄姊妹们，在二十多年以前，亚细亚的教会的光景已经走下坡了。
And in actuality, 20 years prior to this, these seven churches were already on the decline.
如果你读提摩太后书一章十五节，
If you read Timothy,
一章十五节，
Timothy chapter Second Timothy chapter 1 verse 15.
那个时候呢，保罗已经快要到殉道了。
And we know that Paul was already close to being martyred.
那里有一句话说，全亚细亚的人都离弃我。
And there's a phrase that says that all of Asia has turned away from me.
保罗这么一个受苦忠心、有这么大启示的一个神的仆人。
Paul, a servant of God who dedicated his life to serving him.
亚细亚的教会、众教会为什么弃绝他呢？
Why would the churches in Asia Minor turn away from him?
所以那个时候我们知道亚细亚的教会的光景已经走下坡了。
So we know that already at that time period that there was already a decline in the condition of the churches.
他们居然连保罗也拒绝了。
And they even would turn away from Paul.
所以到了启示录这个时候。
And then when we come to the time of Revelation.
这七个教会呢，我们看见多半都是不发光的。
We see that these seven churches, they were not able to produce light.
弟兄姊妹们,
Brothers and sisters,
主借着这些来警戒我们。
God uses these as examples to warn us.
我们已经讲过了三个教会。
We've already spoken on three of the churches.
那么今天早晨呢，我要和弟兄姊妹讲到推亚推拉。
And this morning, I'd like to continue on and speak on the church in Thyatira and Sardis.
We can see from Thyatira and Sardis.
From the church of Thyatira, we can see one important principle.
就是呢，如果我们犯错误，跟犯罪在神跟前是一样的严重。
And that important principle for us to know is that being guilty of committing an error and sinning are equally bad in God's eyes.
弟兄姊妹知道我们今天呢，我们对罪我们是比较有感觉的，对不对？
Today we have a better understanding and feeling of what sin is.
我们看你拜偶像，你犯奸淫啊，
奸淫，
拜偶像。犯奸淫,
what is fornication? If you worship idols or you are involved in fornication,
或者你同性恋, 你变性,
or if you engage in homosexuality and transgender,
那么你吸毒, 你贪财, 你嫉妒。都是罪，对不对？
You involve yourself in become addicted in drugs and have the greed of money. All of these things are sin.
我们对教会中这些东西我们是有感觉的。
And towards these things we can understand and know that they are sinful.
但是我们对于教会所犯的错误没有太多感觉。
But we don't have much of a sense when we go off on a wrong path or commit an error.
所以这里主很着重地告诉我们，你犯错误跟你犯罪在神跟前是一样的严重。
So from what we see from the church in Thyatira is that if you are guilty of committing an error and if you're sinning, they're equally terrible in God's eyes.
弟兄姊妹记得在伊甸园里面的故事吗?
If you remember the story from the Garden of Eden,
撒旦不仅叫人犯罪，也叫人犯错误。
Satan not only allowed man to sin, but also commit an error.
他们向神独立这个犯罪。They
wanted to be independent of God, and that was a sin.
他们选择了分别善恶树的果子，犯了重大的错误。And
they made an error in choosing to eat from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil.
今天我们很多时候呢，我们读圣经，我们只注重那个罪，而没有注重那个错误。Today
we oftentimes focus on the sin, but we ignore the poor choice in committing that error.
请我们记得在旧约圣经里面呢，在利未记里面讲到五个祭。
And if you can remember in the book of Leviticus, there are five offerings.
这最后的两个祭，一个是赎罪祭，另外一个是赎愆祭，
And the fourth and fifth offerings in Leviticus are that of the sin offering and the guilt offering.
我们知道 弟兄姊妹，这个赎罪祭跟赎愆祭是同样的重要的。And
we know that they are both equally important.
主不仅要把我们从罪里面拯救出来，也要把我们从错误里面拯救出来。He
not only wants to save us from our sins, but also wants to save us from the guilt of our erroneous ways.
弟兄姊妹们，这个推拉的教会，The
Church of Thyatira.
我们知道在圣经中他曾经预言讲到整个欧洲黑暗的时期。This
is a prophecy of the darkness that we saw in Europe.
大部分读经人都知道这里所讲的是指着天主教的千年黑暗时期。And
this Thyatira points to the prophecy of about a thousand years of darkness of Catholicism in Europe.
我们晓得在主后 第五个世纪，一直到第十五个世纪，在欧洲这被称作是教会的黑暗时期。We
know that from the 5th century to the 15th century, this was a darkness in Europe.
因为它不发光了。Because
the church was not able to produce light.
我们知道仇敌充分地利用人
And Satan used man to do some terrible things.
我们在启示录里面可以看见有三种的教训呢，是影响教会非常厉害的。And
there were three things that Satan used to destroy the church.
第一个是尼格拉党人的教训。Is
the first is the teaching of the Nicolaitans.
我们讲过这个呢，是在教会中间产生了阶级。
And we know that the teachings of the Nicolaitans resulted in the clergy system and having positions in the church.
教会里面有所谓的圣品阶级，有平信徒的这种分别。And
there was a separation of statuses in the church.
我们晓得天主教就是把这个光景整个带回到旧约时代。And
we know that Catholicism brought the church back into the Old Testament times.
这个旧约时代中，你要来到神的跟前的时候，你需要透过祭司的。In
the Old Testament times, in order for you to come before God, you would have to go through a priest.
现在呢，你很多事情你需要透过神父。And
now with Catholicism, in order to come before God, you have to go through one of the Catholic priests.
但是我们晓得，从那个改教以后啊，连地上的基督教也有这种的现象。
And we saw this phenomenon develop in Catholicism.
我给你们讲一件很有趣的事情。
In where? Oh, in the Reformed Christians. We saw this phenomenon within the Reformed Christians as well.
我给你讲一件很有趣的事情。
I'll mention one interesting thing.
有一个乡下的牧师。
There was this pastor from the countryside.
对，有一天呢，他那个牧区里面呢，有一个农夫啊，他的猪生病。
One of the members in his congregation, who was a farmer, had a sick pig.
Yeah. 所以呢，他就去找这个牧师啊，来为他这个病猪祷告。
So he asked this pastor to come pray for his sick pig.
啊，这是这个牧师自己讲的啊。
And this pastor said these words himself.
他实在不想去。
He really did not want to go.
但人家要求他又不能不去。
But because this member in his congregation asked him, he couldn't say no, so he was forced to go.
等他回来，他说：“哎呀，好臭啊，臭得不得了啊！”
And when he got there, he was thinking it stunk so bad.
弟兄姊妹，这里面说明了什么事情呢？
What does this speak of?
这不是关乎爱心的问题。
This is not a matter of love.
我们晓得祷告是信心的问题。
We know that prayer is a matter of faith.
按理讲，你相信主了，你自己祷告也可以，对吧？
Simply and practically speaking, if you have faith, you can pray yourself.
但是他心中有一个感觉是，牧师祷告是比较有功效的。
But inside of him, he had this impression and concept that.The prayers of a pastor might be more powerful and more effective than his own.
当然我们知道今天呢，任何人要求我们去再脏再不好的地方，弟兄姊妹，爱心，你不能不不要不应该拒绝，对不对？
And today, no matter if someone requests us to go to some filthy, dirty place out of love, we should go help that brother or sister out.
但是在这个乡下的这个信徒心里面呢，他有一个中间的阶级的人物。Intermediate, 中间好像有一个。
So the mindset that this farmer had was that there was someone, an intermediate, someone who could intercess on behalf of him to God.
弟兄姊妹，人家邀请我们代祷，这个应该代祷，这是没有问题的。
So if someone asks us to pray for them, we should do it.
但是呢，这个祷告不关乎你是什么人，只关乎信心的，对不对？
But prayer is not dictated by your status, it's based on faith.
你只要有信心,
as long as you have faith,
你就可以直接来到神面前祷告,
you can come to God freely,
并且一定会有功效,
and you will find him to be faithful.
弟兄姊妹, 你知道吗? 这种的意念呢, 不仅在天主教的里面, 在很多基督徒中间也是这样。
And this concept of having this sort of status and needing to have an intermediate person to come before God on behalf of you isNot just in Catholicism, it's in a lot of Christians' minds as well.
我们知道这个是从尼格拉伊党人的教训里面产生出来的东西。
And this all originated from the teachings of the Nicolaitans.
这是很大的一个错误。
And this is a huge error.
那么在启示录告诉我们，还有一个是巴兰的教训。
And in Revelation, it also talks about the teachings of Balaam.
哇，这个巴兰的教训呢，就是为利来侍奉神。
And the teachings of Balaam was using money and greed to serve God. They craved wealth.
我们知道在那一千年黑暗的时期的里面，
We know that within the 1,000 years of darkness in Europe,
天主教用各样的方式几乎呢把所有欧洲的钱财都收据了。
They, out of greed, they practically...cheated all of the wealth of Europe into the Catholic Church.
我记得有一次我去梵蒂冈 Vatican.
Oh, the Vatican? No. I went one time to the Vatican.
我到他们那个圣彼得的这个大教堂的里面看见。
And I went into one of the big cathedrals.
哇，一个好大的一块红宝石啊！它就变成做成一个人的衣服啊，很大的一块红宝石。
红宝石，
这个红宝石那种。
Oh, there was a ruby. A ruby?
Maybe.
A ruby.、
那个我们平常一小块的就好贵的。
And just normally, just a small piece of ruby would be very expensive. But they had this massive piece of
ruby.
So, and when I was in my younger days in Taiwan, I've already heard of this. All of the wealth of the world. A third of the wealth of the world is in the hands of the Catholic Church. A third of the wealth of the world is in the hands of the Jews. And the rest of the third is split among the other everyone else in the world. Brothers and sisters, the teachings of Balaam taught these ones who serve God to also love money. And the third one is the teachings of Jezebel. This Jezebel, we don't know much about her, but we know that she's a evil prophetess. In the Old Testament times, there was also this prophetess named Jezebel. And here we see also an evil prophetess. And her teachings were very severe.
你仔细读那里的话,
if you read in detail,
他自称是先知, 他教导我的仆人,
and here it says that she teaches and leads my bondservants astray.
你看看, 他居然叫神的仆人们犯罪做恶。
Her teachings were so terrible that it even led God's people astray.
这里说明呢,神的仆人应该听神的话,你不听神的话,你去听人的话。
That God's bondservants were not listening to God anymore, they were listening to this evil prophetess.
这是多么可怕的一件事情。
What a terrible and terrifying situation.
所以撒旦就把这三种的教训放在教会的里面。
So Satan used these three components and put it in the church. So this caused 1,000 years of darkness in the church.
弟兄姊妹们,
brothers and sisters,
这是圣经给我们何等严肃的一个警告。
These are very severe warnings that the Bible gives us.
所以弟兄姊妹,
so brothers and sisters, may we remember
赎罪祭跟赎愆祭是一样重要,
that the guilt offerings and the sin offerings are equally important.
这个犯错误跟犯罪在神的眼中是一样严重。
And being guilty of error, making the wrong choices, and sinning, actual sinning, are equally bad in God's eyes.
我再说,我们很容易,我们对罪,我们很明白。
I'll say again that we can understand sinning more easily.
但是我们对错误的东西啊,我们没有感觉。
But making the wrong choices, sometimes we don't have that sense.
所以好不容易在1500多年,那16世纪的时候呢,神兴起了马丁路德。
So finally, in the 16th century, God raised up Martin Luther.
终于把神的儿女们得救的事情呢,从错误里面带出来了。
And he corrected the errors of salvation and brought forth what...
你不需要买赎罪券,对不对?
Brought forth God's original intention that you don't need to buy those indulgences. Thank you.
那么现在呢,你只要相信主耶稣基督,因信就称义了。
And so today you just need to have sanctification by faith.
那么这是一个重大的转变。
And this was a huge turning point.
从一个重大的错误里面转过来了。
From a terrible error to being on the road of
correctness. 关于教会里面的那个情况呢，人就是没有改变。
But regarding the actual situation in the church, there wasn't a change.
所以教会在目标上、道路上，还有侍奉的方式上面，人就在很多错误的光景中。
Still, man in serving in God's house, we're still committing errors.
在神对推亚推拉教会里面所说，有一句话是很重要的提醒。
So these important words that we see in Thyatira.
这里说呢，他们容让这些事情发生。
Is that they allowed these things to happen?
就他们没有拒绝。
That they did not reject these
teachings. 他们没有排斥。
They didn't reject these teachings.
没有，他们完全妥协。
And they completely compromised.
所以弟兄姊妹们。
So brothers and sisters, 推拉
推拉的教会完全是一个不能发光的教会。
So the church in Thyatira was one that could not produce light.
我每次有时候回去读一点有关教会的历史的事情。
And if we go back and read in church history,
我里面总是感觉啊，我们今天是多么需要主的提醒啊。
I really feel that today we really need the reminders from God.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters,
我们固然在行为上面，我们不能得罪神。
Not only in our actions should we not sin against God,
在神的旨意上不能犯错误。
But regarding God's will, we cannot commit errors.
弟兄姊妹，如果是犯错误，
if we do commit these errors,
这个教会就不可能发光。
And make the wrong decisions, then the church cannot produce light.
所以我们今天需要听神的话。
So today we need to be obedient to God's word.
不是听人的话。
That we won't listen to man's words.
这是一个非常非常重要的一个警惕。
And this is a really important reminder.
今天时代很黑暗。
The times are dark.
地上的教会光景是非常的混乱。
And the condition of the churches are all in chaos.
各种各样错误的东西显在神的百姓当中。
There's so many different errors that are manifested among God's people.
我们是何等的需要主自己的保护。
We really need God's protection.
所以弟兄姊妹们。
So brothers and sisters.
仰望主自己的怜悯。
May we look to God's mercy.
叫我们不仅不犯罪。
That we would not only not sin,
也不要犯错误。
But that we would not commit and make these poor choices.
一直呼喊说，主的国度很快要降临。
And in recent years, I've been preaching that the kingdom of heaven is near.
我们已经来到天堂的大门口。
And we've come to the gates of the kingdom of heaven.
还有一点点的时间。
We have just a little bit of time left.
如果我们犯错误，
if we commit wrong,
弟兄姊妹，那个懊悔是非常的大。
The consequences are great.
所以仰望主的怜悯。
So we look to God's mercy.
我在说这个灯的四个原则是我们共同所要遵守的。
And these principles of this light we need to pursue after together.
然后呢，我们来到这个萨迪。
Next we come to the church of Sardis.
这个萨迪呢，我们知道它是一个什么样的情况呢？
Now what kind of a condition was Sardis in?
主说你们按名是活的，其实是死的。
Says that by name you are alive, but you are actually dead.
那么主说你们的行为在我面前没有一样是完全的。
That there is nothing that you do that is complete.
这头一个事情就告诉我们。
So this tells us
在教会里面,
that in the church,
如果你要做基督徒,
if you want to be a Christian,
你不能光承受这个名,
you can't just carry the name of being a Christian,
你是要有生命的,
you have to have life.
所以我们在教会里要注重什么? 注重重生啊。
So we need to pay attention to being born again.
不是你同意了就可以了, 你一定要重生啊。
It's not that you just agree to becoming Christian, you need to be a born again Christian.
所以有时候我在主面前呢, 我心里面觉得很难过啊。
And so sometimes I feel awful before the Lord.
在美国号称基督徒的，有好像一两亿人。
在美国。Is that 2 billion? Is that billion?
反正很多。
100 million? 200 billion? Million? Million. In, I sigh at the fact that there are more than 200 million Christians in America.
但是你们原谅我，这恐怕一半以上都没有重生得救。
But if you would allow me to say that, possibly many of them may not be actual born again Christians.
弟兄姊妹们，这个恐怕还是太低了，应该更多，应该更多啊，人没有重生得救。
There should be more born again Christians.
我很多年前我去看一个牧师，牧师在他的这个办公室里面抽着个大雪茄跟我讲话。
I once went to meet a pastor, and in the pastor's office, he invited me in, and he was smoking a pipe.
连这个牧师我看他都是没有重生得救，他把他当作个职业。
Oh, he was smoking a cigar.
Smoking a cigar. 真是不可思议啊。
And I couldn't even imagine what I was seeing.
今天我们在座的弟兄姊妹必须是重生得救的。
So brothers and sisters, today we have to make sure that we are born again Christians.
你不能光承受一个名是基督徒，你根本就没有生命，那是不行的。
You can't just carry the name of being a Christian when there's no life of Christ in you.
当然更重要的是，你有了这个生命，你要活在这个生命的里面。
And even if you have that life, you need to live in that life.
为什么这里说呢？我看你的行为没有一样是完全的。
Why does it say here that I have not found your deeds complete?
请我们注意啊，这里他们是有行为的。
Please note that in the Church of Sardis, they did have deeds. And they...
但是他们的行为在主眼中不算数的。
But their deeds and their actions did not count in God's eyes.
弟兄姊妹们，这里一个很重要的原则我们需要知道。
There's an important principle we need to understand.
在教会中所有的行为都应该是出自这个新的生命。
That all of the actions and deeds need to be rooted in the life of Christ.
我们晓得今天这个世界啊，人的世界。
We know that the life in this world.
人也有好的行为的，对不对？
There are good deeds and good actions that
people. 我过去碰见一些长辈，他们呢不是信主的，但他们非常谦卑。
Participate in, and there are people who, are not Christian, but they also are humble.
非常温柔。
And they're meek.
他们真的是，这个态度为人都是非常好的。
And their attitude towards people, it's all out of kindness.
有时候叫我们基督徒也觉得惭愧。
And sometimes for us Christians, we're ashamed.
但是无论你的行为是怎样好，没有出自这个生命，在主的眼中，主不能接受。
But no matter how good your deeds and your actions are, if it's not rooted in the life of Christ, then it does not count for anything in God's eyes.
我想弟兄姊妹，今天我们很难分辨啊。
Today it's hard for us to discern.
这个你要稍微老练一点，才知道他这个行为是出人的还是是从主来的。
And you have to be experienced to know whether the actions were out of human nature kindness or out of the kindness of the life of Christ.
这地上很多人的故事，我们听了也叫我们掉眼泪的。
And there are many stories that we hear from people that are tearjerkers.
叫我们受感动的。
And we're moved.
但是弟兄姊妹们，
But brothers and sisters,
神所要的是从这个生命里面所产生出来的行为。
What God wants is that of life.
我给你们举一个例子说明一下。
I'll give you an example.
你们很多人都听过，在天主教里面有一个修女啊，叫 Teresa， 是吧？
Mother
Teresa.
In Catholicism, there's this human figure, Mother Teresa.
Oh.她的故事在全世界感动千千万万的人。
And her story has moved millions in the world.
因为她在印度啊，她在那个最穷苦的那个人的环境里面呢，来照顾这些穷人。
Because in India, she served the poorest people.
那么她常常去拥抱那些呢犯重病的人。
And she would often take care of those who were really ill and sick.
那些人长大麻风，身上臭得不得了。
麻风？
leper.
Oh, leprosy. Leprosy. She would care for those who had leprosy.
Hug them.
Oh, she would hug them, embrace them.
叫那些印度教的人都受感动。
And even the religious Indian people were moved by this.
曾经一度她的故事传不仅在天主教里面基督教里面也传遍了这样子。
And her story, her act of kindness spread throughout not only Catholicism but throughout the world.
后来有人告诉我们了。
And later, someone told me when they went to India to investigate or to ask, they found that she was not born again. That she was not born again.
弟兄姊妹们,
so, brothers and sisters, we need to have this discernment.
在撒底主说,
God's words, the Church of Sardis says that I have not found your deeds completed.
那什么意思呢?
What does that mean?
就是这个教会完全不注重生命。
Is that this church did not pay attention to life one bit.
他们有很多的教训，有很多的教导，那些人也有好的行为。
And they had a lot of teachings and a lot of acts of kindness.
但是呢, 不注重生命，也不是从生命出来。
But they did not pay attention to the life of Christ, nor was it from the life of Christ.
你们有没有碰过一些的异端呢？
Have you ever encountered these heresies?
像那个 Jehovah Witnesses, 那个耶和华见证人会的。
Like the Jehovah's Witness.
我曾经碰见过他们。
And I've had interaction with them before. And they come to your house and they want to preach their doctrines. And they come to you and they present themselves in a very formal way. And they were very courteous and eloquent in their speech. And they were very kind to people.
弟兄姊妹们,好行为啊。
Brothers and sisters, these are acts of kindness, good deeds. But we know that they are a heresy. So one time they came. And I said, well, why don't we pray together? And I could see that they were struggling. Because there was no life within them. The life of Christ was not in them. So today we need to have discernment. And this gives us an important reminder that God has given us a new life. And we need to live in that life. And we need to accept the guidance and leading of the Holy Spirit and then be obedient. And those deeds then and actions are precious in God's sight. And you can see the condition of Sardis here. There was no life at all. And today, we see the same condition in a lot of churches. We just pay attention to our name and our status. We use man's ways to lead God's people. And we use methods of psychology to lead God's people.
各种的道德上的一些教导 moral
oh and we use we teach we try to teach good morals at,
但是呢弟兄姊妹们外面看起来好像也做了很多好事
but outwardly it looks like we've done some good works maybe
但是呢一点生命都没有
but there's no life at all
弟兄姊妹们
So brothers and sisters, we need the mercy of God. We have to live in this life. Only when this life is manifested in us, then the church will produce light.
所以呢, 撒底的教会告诉我们,
so the church of Sardis warns us. That they lost the sense of life to such a terrible degree.
不过主说啊,
but God says that among you there are still a few. That they would wear garments of white and walk with me.
所以呢,
that no matter how bad the condition of the church is, within the church there are always a few.
所以他说你既然他们穿白衣,
and he said that those who are, have not soiled their garments and are wearing robes of white are worthy of
walking with me.
And how was their garments white?
因为他们懂得运用主的血。
Because they understood that there was a washing of Jesus' blood.
他们真诚地悔改,
and so there was genuine repentance.
让主把他们的衣服洗洁白,
that the precious blood of Jesus would wash them white. But there are only a few.
所以弟兄姊妹们,
so brothers and sisters,
我们看见亚细亚的七个教会,
so we see the seven churches in Asia Minor
多半的教会都是在软弱,
show us that the majority of the churches were in a state of weakness.
这个推啊推啊到撒底,
and the condition of the church in Thyatira and Sardis, they were in such a terrible state.
所以因此主在教会中呼召得胜者。
So that's why God has a calling for each of the churches for overcomers.
最近我们的弟兄们也常常提醒我们要追求得胜,
and many of the brothers who preached also encouraged us to be overcomers.
请你们原谅我这样说,
and allow me to say these words. 我越来越感觉到得胜的路不容易。 The more I realize more and more that the road of overcoming is difficult. But we know that Christ is the one who overcomes. If we don't live in the life of Christ, there is no way for you to overcome.
所以弟兄姊妹们,
so brothers and sisters,
我们需要主给我们的恩典,
we need the grace of God.
从推啊推拉的教会, 主提醒我们,
from the church of Thyatira,
我们不仅要胜过罪恶,
we not only need to overcome sin,
我们要胜过那个错误,
we need to overcome
不能走错误的路,
the erroneous decisions and ways.
弟兄姊妹们,
brothers and sisters,
求主怜悯我们,
may God have mercy on us.
我们实在处在一个非常艰难的时代,
we are living in difficult times.
地上的光景非常的混乱,
the condition of the world is in chaos.
我们需要紧紧地活在基督里,
we need to hold tightly onto the life of Christ.
那么撒底的教会提醒我们,
the church of Sardis
reminds us, 如果你要追求得胜,
if you want to be an overcomer,
你必须活在生命的里面,
you have to live in the life of Christ.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们,
brothers and sisters, God has already given us his life.
要紧紧地跟着这个生命走,
we need to follow this life closely,
让主的生命在我们里面丰盛起来,
so that the life of Christ will blossom in us,
让这个新生命取代我们的旧生命,
so that this new life will overtake our old life,
我们能够活出主所要的光景,
so that we can live out the condition that God wants us to live.
所以我们知道在这个末后的时代,
so we know that in these end times,
圣灵不断地对教会说话,
the Holy Spirit continually speaks to his church.
但愿今天我们都成为有耳可以听的人,
may we be people like it says in the Bible that he who has an ear, let him hear.
放下我们里面的成见,
that we put down any sort of our stubbornness,
让我们敞开地来到主的跟前,
that we would come wholeheartedly to God.
圣灵说话,
and when the Holy Spirit speaks, we are obedient.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们,
dear brothers and sisters,
时候已经到了末了,
the time is now.
这个机会已经非常的少,
we are in the end times and our time is limited.
但愿主给我们有得胜的心智,
may we have this desire.
到天国降临的时候
that prior to the kingdom of heaven coming,
你我都能在里面
or when the kingdom of heaven comes, you and I can enter in graciously and meet our Lord and Savior.
所以主借着启示录这卷书在提醒我们
So God uses the book of Revelation to remind us.
愿我们都成为爱主愿意遵行主话的人
May we all be people who love God and are obedient and treasure his words.
我们请低头再点祷告
May we bow with a word of prayer.
主啊我们都在这里
Lord, we are all here.
无愿今天早晨我们能听见你的声音
And we have heard your voice this morning.
在今天这个黑暗混乱的时代当中
That in a dark and chaotic world,
我们能够不要犯罪
May we not commit sin.
我们不要走错误的路
That we would not walk on the wrong path.
我们能够活在生命的里面
That we could live in the life that you have given us.
主啊，你已经把这些话这样清楚地摆在我们的跟前
And you have clearly stated your words before us.
但愿今天我们都成为有耳可听的人
May we all be people who have an ear to hear.
也给我们有一点得胜的心智
And give us the desire to want to overcome.
我们渴望你的天国降临的时候
So that when your kingdom comes,
我们没有被漏掉
That we won't be left out.
我们没有被关在门外
And that we won't be shut outside.
我们求你怜悯我们
May you have mercy on us.
愿你的爱激励我们
May your love encourage us.
在这样一个光景中
That in the condition that we're in,
我们和众圣徒一同努力
That together, All together, we can pursue
让你在这里的灯是发亮的
That your light here can shine brightly.
愿人都能看见你的自己
That everyone can see Christ.
主啊，求你听我们的祷告
Lord, may you hear our prayer.
我们愿意把自己交在你的手中
We want to submit ourselves fully to you.
我们感谢你
We thank you.
我们这样祷告，靠耶稣基督宝贵的名
We pray in Jesus' most precious name.
Amen. 在我们散会之前哈，我们还是有一点简短的报告。
Before we fully conclude, we just have a couple of announcements to make.
如果我们中间有头一次来参加聚会的弟兄姊妹或朋友，我们能不能请你站起来稍微介绍一下
？If you are here for the first time, we'd love for you to stand and introduce yourself so we can welcome you.
OK， 好，这边有几位呀。Oh, okay. We welcome you.
We welcome all of you.
Thank you. 还有吗？这边还有吗？没有了啊。那我们看这边，这边有没有第一次来的
？Anyone on this side of the room here for the first time?
好。要是没有，我想我们快快的报告一下哈。
Well, we have a couple of announcements we'll quickly announce.
我们礼拜二、礼拜五的聚会都是照常的。
Our Tuesday night prayer meeting will continue as usual.
还有礼拜六东南区的聚会也是照常的。
And the Southeast meetings will continue as usual.
我们下个主日的聚会也是还是用 hybrid 的方式啊。
And next Sunday's meeting will still be in the hybrid format.
早晨有波饼。然后有信息的聚会。
We have the Lord's table in the morning and then the message meeting.
如果你在家中聚会的话呢，我们有这个 room 的这个 link 的 number 你可以用。
If you're meeting online from your home, you can find the Zoom link on our website.
下个主日呢是柯云弟兄跟 Stephen Philip 弟兄交通。
Next Sunday, we have our two brothers, Brother Ke Ring and Brother Stephen Phillips.
有朱伯小恩姊妹翻译。
Stephanie will be interpreting.
我还头一次用这个名字，不太习惯，就是小恩，因为我们叫小恩叫惯了。那么还有李世伯弟兄翻译。
And our brother Sibo will be interpreting as well.
这儿童聚会也是照常的。
The children's ministry will be the same.
礼拜五、礼拜天都是在会所。
On Friday nights and on Sunday.
弟兄姊妹啊，我们现在呢已经开放，你可以不戴口罩啊。不过呢，如果你自己觉得有点不舒服的话，就请你留在家里，好吧？
And again, we remind everyone that wearing masks is optional, but if you are sick, we encourage you to stay at home.
你愿意戴口罩也很好，你就戴着口罩。
But those who want to wear a mask, you're welcome to continue wearing a mask.
那请注意下个礼拜六的下午两点到四点。
Please pay attention to next Saturday at 2 o'clock.
有一个福音聚会的侍奉交通。
There is a gospel meeting, gospel service meeting.
Yeah. 所以有弟兄姊，如果弟兄姊妹你对传福音有负担的，请你参加，好不好？
So if you have
你可以到会所来参加。
For the gospel, we encourage you to attend.
你也可以在线上参加。
And this meeting will occur also in a hybrid format.
啊，那个好，那另外呢，我想。反正我们很快就来到这个新的年度了。
And we have just entered into this new year.
希望这一年主带领我们好好的追求预备自己。
May we all prepare ourselves properly.
好，我想早晨的聚会就停在这里，我们可以自由的散去。
We'll conclude our meeting here, so please feel free to exit.